sermon podcasts come to you from Christ Church Cathedral in the Anglican Diocese of Fredericton in Fredericton, New Brunswick, Canada. This is a version of a sermon delivered by the Dean of Fredericton, Jeffrey Hall, on the fourth Sunday in Lent at Choral Evensong, March 30th, 2025, entitled Beware of the Yeast. Listen to podcasts by visiting the Watch and Listen tab on our website at christchurchcathedral.com. Search Christ Church Cathedral Fredericton podcasts on the web, or find us listed on iTunes, Spotify, YouTube Music, TuneIn Radio, or Podchaser podcasts. Subscribe using your favorite podcatcher.
Then Israel said to Joseph, "I am about to die, but God will be with you and will bring you again to the land of your ancestors." In texts of the Hebrew Scriptures, blessing was an important act of conferring one's family line, favor, and birthright. In Genesis, Jacob and Esau were twin brothers, you might remember, sons of Isaac. And you might remember the story of Jacob's deception. Isaac, his vision growing dim, was fooled into passing his birthright blessing to Jacob, who impersonated Esau. Now, reading the Old Testament is not always for the faint of heart, especially if you're trying to get all the family lines straight. Jacob, of course, would later be called Israel. And that's kind of the secret that you need to unlock some of these stories. Israel and Jacob were the same person. Actually, in some places in Old Testament text, he's called both things all in the same verse. The earlier history is important if one is to sort out the beginnings of the 12 tribes of Israel, the who and the how of history, the history of the people of Israel. Even then, it can be a struggle, and I must admit, I've probably forgotten perhaps more than I ever knew. Today's Genesis passage comes later from that incident with Jacob and Esau, comes later with the two sons of Joseph, the youngest son of Jacob, later Israel, who had been sold by his other brothers into slavery in Egypt. Genesis tells us that Israel had adopted the sons of Joseph, Manasseh and Ephraim, and they're brought to receive a blessing from Israel. So with Jacob, later Israel, like his father before him, now elderly and mostly blind, there's somewhat of a deja vu. This one son gets taken for the other. Manasseh was the elder and would have naturally been first. But hands get crossed, and Jacob places his right hand on Ephraim instead of Manasseh. Though he is younger, he will be greater, Israel says. In the end, it matters very little. Israel blessed them both. There would be two tribes under the house of Joseph, and the firstborn extra portion would rest on those two sons of Joseph. And you might be asking yourself the question, well, why is all that important? Well, for Christians, only in as much as this. Just as the adopted sons of Joseph, we too have been born Gentiles, outside of the family line. And we have, by grace, also been adopted into the family of God through faith. We too, as Christians, have membership in the family of God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God Jesus called Father. In reading from the Gospel of Mark, the religious authorities are arguing again with Jesus. Just give us a sign. And you can almost see and hear Jesus sighing. What might be most ironic is that Jesus is the sign. He would later teach that he is the shepherd, the gate, the bread of life. And so in the boat, tensions rise as it's realized that the disciples had only one loaf of bread. Eyeing that loaf, Jesus says, "Beware of the yeast of the Pharisees and the Herodians." Well, what a seemingly odd thing to say. The disciples assumed it was reference to the loaf of bread. But it doesn't appear a criticism about not bringing enough bread. Jesus says, "Do you not understand?" So what is that yeast of the Pharisees? Well, yeast is the leaven of bread. It's the part of the bread that's alive. And it would seem that we can take it in no other way than the fact that, than the point that the leaven, the yeast of the Pharisees, is their unbelief, is their constant asking for a sign. Yeast works slowly, and more importantly, if it's the wrong kind, it spoils the bread. Jesus' problem with the Pharisees was hypocrisy. Pretending to be something they were not. Saying one thing, doing another. Pretending to care about the law, all the while more interested in the traditions than the spiritual truth. He would later say they would rather strain a gnat and swallow a camel. He would say the trappings of religion only prevent walking the narrow way. According to a 2007 Barna survey of young North Americans, 16 to 29 years old, at that time, 85% of non-churchgoers said Christians are hypocritical. 85% of non-churchgoers, that they're hypocritical, professing beliefs or opinions that they do not hold. And 47% of regular churchgoers agreed. Let's hope we're all candidates to wear the t-shirt The t-shirt that says, I'm just a recovering hypocrite. Since that's probably the best we can hope for. Beware. Beware of the yeast of the Pharisees, and give thanks for being adopted as children through faith in Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Christ Church Cathedral is located at the corner of Church and Brunswick Streets in Fredericton, New Brunswick. We are always pleased to welcome visitors and guests. For information on programs and worship times, visit ChristChurchCathedral.com. Send us a message by email at office@ChristChurchCathedral.com or contact the church office by phone Monday to Friday, 9 to 12 noon, at 506-450-8500. We'd be pleased to have you visit.